Charlie, check S Mobile listening.
XSN4ZLK.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm busy. Got a few things to do, and I'm trying to get home before 2.
It's your curfew?
It's self-imposed. I can kind of call the shots here. I like to do my service calls and be done by 2 o'clock, and leave the afternoon open for any kind of, late afternoon calls, emergency-type calls. Hey, my system's down. Can you come out? And, things like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'd like to be done by 2 as well. Actually, today I'm off. I'm off on Mondays, sitting back here in my little shack. I was doing some code practice, and I didn't realize the radio was up, and you interrupted my little routine here. I had to stop.
Oh, I apologize about that.
You sent your call out, and then the repeater ID'd, and I'm trying to listen to the code coming at me at the same time without messing up, but I didn't make it in that little section. I had to skip through it.
Take partial responsibility for talking on the radio. You take the other half of the responsibility, leaving your radio on.
I knew it was on. I just forgot to turn it down before I started.
So how do you get Mondays off? Do you work on the weekend or something? Or
I work 4 tens. Sometimes it's less than that, but I'm guaranteed 10. Sometimes it's more than that, and I get overtime. But, it's a 4-10 route. They've got a guy that covers the other 3 every other day. He runs a different route, recovers 4 every other day, runs a different route. Every day you run the different route. How about that?
Gotcha. Oh, good for you having Monday off. It's where you have a 3-day weekend every weekend. That's nice. 4 10-hour days, I can live with that.
It's longer than 10 hours, I'll tell you that. I'm not sure why. Then when I get the paycheck, I'm like, oh, I guess it wasn't longer than 10 hours.
You're always doing something. You're always active. If you sat behind a desk for 10 hours a day for 4 days, that would be nerve-wracking.
Do that. I get a little change of scenery, even though it's the same every day, same scenery. Traffic's different, but the pretty much drive the same area and go to the same places and get in and out, that kind of thing. Get to eat at lunch at different places every day, so I enjoy that.
As a positive outlook, when I was driving, I wasn't a city driver. I was all 48 kind of driver, and you never know where you're going to wind up, as it were, until you get the next load. And I always enjoyed that, seeing the country on someone else's dime.
That I wouldn't mind doing a trip or two, but that would be it. I don't know. I'm glad I never did that. I don't think I would like being gone all the time and just constantly driving with no brakes.
So, working for the moving companies, you're not driving. You're not putting, 300,000 miles on your truck every year. I average about 125,000 thereabouts per year, because you got to stop, unload the trailers, reload the trailer, I got my brakes, and road life isn't for everybody, and if I had the opportunity to go back to it right now, I would turn it down cold. There's no way I'd go back out on the road right now.
You were doing it too. Now they actually make it more difficult in the vein of trying to make the drivers rest more. They're actually making them more tired by not allowing them to stop while they're driving, and then forcing them to sit for 10 hours wherever they are between their schedules or between their driving times.
Today, the laws are a little looser or a little easier going. You can get around things, but I don't know what the laws have done recently. And you can't always find a place to park. They shut down rest areas. The truck stops are loaded to the hilt most of the time. And you just can't get a place to park.
it's not been good. Somebody that doesn't have the experience came up with these new laws saying, oh, these people should sit and sleep for 10 hours. Well, who's going to do that? Who sleeps 10 hours anyway? And then it forces you to drive as long as possible without being able just to take a little 20, 30-minute break. You know, you're required to take a 30-minute break, but after that, if you're not moving, you're not making money. So, because you, once you stop, you can't keep going. You lose the ability to use your hours in a well thought out way.
Well, and then you know you take your what is it? So they still got the 34-hour reset.
Every 6 days, you got to have a 34-hour reset.
I'm from the days of before electronic logging and stuff. You could let's just say do some creative logging.
You old timers.
Yeah, be careful. It's probably all true.
The logbook, because I don't drive. It used to be 99 miles air miles from your home base. Now I think they've upped it up to 150. So, and just driving around town, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but there's still a 14-hour rule for you guys, right? Works for Averett down in out of Orlando, and he used to come into Vero Beach every day, and he would push that 14-hour limit all the time. They used to get on him for it, but when you put like 25 and 30 stops on a truck, it's tough to do when you're an hour and a half out of your terminal.
Yeah, I don't have that problem. Most of us don't that do this day stuff. We don't. It, like I said, I barely make 10 hours during summertime. Wintertime, it'll get, you know, as Christmas comes in and get some shippers that start shipping heavier or other shippers that extra pickups I have to make, it'll push it a little bit, but it's never going to go over what I do.
I think your day is fairly relaxed. You're not running around like a maniac. Well, maybe you are. I don't know. But I never drove a city truck. I never drove, you know, I was usually on the road. I was a long-haul driver. Long-haul, short-haul. I ran the East Coast, out to Texas, Chicago. Really didn't go too far west.
By two, though.
Well, see, the rub to that is I was always home because I lived out of my tractor.
They do start to feel... You do get used to them, don't you? Even doing what I do, you get so used to it, you spend more time driving that than you do your personal vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, you know, there always comes a time where you got to get out of that truck. You know, there were times where I would find a hotel that had a truck park and I just had to get out for a day or so, you know, just got to get out and stretch my legs a little bit.
Out of it after this week. I'm going to work 3 days and take Friday off, and then I'm going to have a couple weeks off. So I'm going to take a little break.
Vacation? Are you going somewhere?
I've got some friends coming in, spend a few days with them, and then I'll be doing some odds and ends around the house. Hopefully a little radio, too.
Oh, excellent. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's vacation. Excellent, excellent. All right, my friend, I'm coming back in the GER. I'm just on 14 here. I gotta make another stop and maybe head to the house for some lunch and see what happens, see if I get any more phone calls. N4ZLKKB2HXS. Catch you later. Enjoy your coding.
Good day. Enjoyed it. Be careful. Hope you get home by 2 and have a restful afternoon. KB2HXS from N4ZLK. And I'm not really coding. I am practicing code. How about that?
You say tomato, I say tomato. No problem. Well, actually, we got the kids coming over today. The wife is making homemade lasagna. Ooh, yeah.
Be there.
You got to find me first.
.com.
Oh, darn, I forgot.
Or is that okay?
That's okay. The gates will be closed and dogs are out. KB2HXS.
Okay, good morning. K4WCL, Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima, John here.
ACL. Good morning, John. N4ZLK. My name is Shane.
Shane, I believe we've spoken one or two times on this repeater. Just been reading the mail. Thought I'd jump in and say hello once I cross Lake Kiwi here. I probably won't be real good into the repeater. But hopefully your day is going well.
For now, you're from Georgia, right? You have a place up there somewhere near Sunset. And yes, the day's going wonderful. Hope yours is as well.
Emory, and I do remember talking to you about driving and running your route and the 410s there. So enjoy your day off. I'm actually working today. The computer, the telephone, doing what I do. I'm working. We're heading back home. Wife's got an appointment around 2 o'clock, so we decided to stay the night. And we'll be back up Friday. We usually do.
A bit of that. You said you're working. Wife's got an appointment, but the rest of it was pretty scratchy. I couldn't copy. I'm not sure if you had finished transmitting or not. It sounded like you dropped out. N4ZLK.
I'm feeling I may be scratchy. I am at the top of Jocassee Gorges right now on the Pickens side, and I'll be going downhill towards Lake Kiwi here in a second. So while I'm on some good elevation, I'll say happy Monday, enjoy your day off. We'll chat again maybe this coming weekend. 7-3 from K4WCL.
Our day. Thanks for calling out. It's good to hear you again. I wondered about you the other day. I was wondering if you've been up here. I hadn't heard you in a while, but I didn't remember the call. That's what threw me. Hope you have a good day and enjoy your time. Maybe we'll talk to you this weekend. K4WCL N4ZLK 73.